Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, a little bit of everything. And we got on the DraftKings FanDuel thing, and let me make my position clear. I think it should be perfectly legal. And 2A1 said, love that people can mindlessly buy scratch-offs but can't strategically play DraftKings. Man, yes, if you want to get me started on this, the lottery is the biggest crock of bleep.
It's a scam.
It is a crock of bleep. And the fact that that's legal and that nothing else is in this state, and man, I don't mean to be pessimistic about this lawsuit. I don't mean to be the guy throwing water on everything. It's just this state and its politicians have blocked every chance for any additional gaming besides what we have over the years, and they will continue to do so. And the people that they appoint judges are doing the same thing. And it's all because they're getting their pockets lined from the neighboring states. And I've a million times offered up the perfect solution. Just say, you know what? Yes, we're going to have casinos in Texas, but not within 100 miles of a border. That way we protect you guys, and we still get it. But they don't.
I don't understand why we have to do anything for other states.
Because they're getting paid.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. We shouldn't be. We could start with that. But anyway.
Yeah, to hell with that 100 miles garbage.
I'm just telling you.
We ought to be able to put casinos wherever the hell we want.
Well, we should, but no, that's not the way our government works, man. And so, yeah, I'm pessimistic that anything will ever get done. Lance brings up a great point. Texas liquor and beer laws and gambling laws are atrocious, way behind the times.
They really are.
And I don't. And
the whole you can't sell booze on Sunday till noon, things like that. It's the most ridiculous.
You can't go to a liquor store.
Nonsense.
You can't go to a liquor store on a Sunday. You can buy beer and wine afternoon, but you can't buy liquor.
Yeah. This has happened multiple times that I've gone to the store and, you know, my wife cooks. If she needs a wine to cook with, you can't buy it. You have to wait until noon to buy it. And it can be labeled cooking wine. Doesn't matter. It's so ridiculous.
But you know what? We can't change it.
I love this state, but it is stuck in the Stone Ages sometimes, man.
I'm with you, but I didn't realize this, but they have the same laws in Saskatchewan about Sunday before noon.
Ugh.
Which where the hell did that come from? Dude, if I want to start getting smashed, now, there is a place I go for breakfast on Sundays, and sometimes, you know, you want a little hair of the dog, but you can't start drinking till 10.
Yeah.
Why? If I want to get nuked at 8:30 in the morning, shouldn't I be able to do that?
Yes.
Anyway, just me. 713-780-ESPN. And, hey, don't get me wrong. I love living here. There are certain things that I wish were different, but that's selfish. I want it for me. Yeah, do I want to be able to buy liquor on Sundays? Absolutely. Do I want to be able to legally buy weed? You better believe it.
Do you know why you can't buy liquor on Sundays? So I'm reading this article saying that you can't do it because it's under this law called Blue Laws.
Yeah, I've heard of the Blue Law.
Okay. So it's been around before Texas or even the United States were founded. And the purpose originally was to prohibit the sale of certain goods on Sundays, a day traditionally meant to be spent in church and resting.
Well, who says it's meant to be spent in church or resting? That's what I'm saying.
Whoever made the law. And this was apparently before the United States was even founded.
Okay. Am I wrong? Can you not like God and still want to drink on Sunday? I grew up in a Catholic church. They were drinking wine at 9 in the morning. Why can't I buy it? I'm just asking. Anyway.
But can we go back to sports for just a second?
Yeah, go back to sports all you want, man.
I was thinking about this.
I still got a bunch of college football to get to at some point.
With the announcement that Ken Giles is going to be the closer now. It's funny, up until like a couple weeks ago, everybody was bleeping Will Harris's bleep. And all of a sudden, they're ready to make a switch like this. I mean, remember, Will Harris was an all-star.
Yeah.
Does it seem weird that they're changing up so quickly?
Did you really think Will Harris was going to continue at the level he was going? Because I sure didn't.
No, not really. I mean, the pedigree isn't there for him to do it.
But we see this all the time with guys who kind of come out of nowhere, pitch really well for a long stretch out of the bullpen, and then things start going south.
It just seems a little quick on the trigger for me. Not that I'm against it necessarily, because, I mean, do I think Giles is a better pitcher? Yeah. But it just seems like one of those things where you're basically saying, I don't really believe in you, buddy.
Well, he's been a little shaky lately. And I don't know why you need to name a guy the closer. Why don't you just throw him out there a couple times and see how he does?
That's probably the move.
That's what I would do.
And then say, oh, yeah, we gave Will the night off.
And it's like, he pitched so well that we thought we should give him another chance. He pitched well again. All right, for
maybe,
now.
Maybe he's the guy now.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't like how this team is being handled right now. I think they're getting a lot out of him, but...
Hey, John, a couple people have asked, where can you run down where the rest of the Rock the Mic tryout locations are?
So next week's hasn't been set yet, but the...
Well, this week is Friday in Webster, you know that,
yes,
right?
Saloon then,
Door Brewery.
And then in 2 weeks, two Fridays from today, it'll be at Two A Days in Pearland, and the final will be at Sherlock's on Westheimer near where we used to be.
Westheimer and Gessner area.
Yes, yes.
Or Beltway area.
Yes.
So we don't have a spot... hammered down for next week.
We will by Thursday.
Okay. I might can get us a place. Do I need to get with the ad folks on that? I can get us a place downtown.
Yeah.
All right. I'll work on that. We can make that happen. So yeah, we need someplace centrally located because we're gonna be out in Cypress, out in Webster, and then kinda out Westheimer for the other one.
Yeah.
So anyway. No, we're gonna be Pearland, Webster, Cypress. Yeah, we need someplace centrally located. The finals are the ones off Westheimer. 713-780-ESPN. So you want to talk a little college football, or did we already burn up most of the segment
before
we get to this?
Yeah, let's wait till the next segment to talk college football. Or when did we say we were going to announce the winners?
In the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Want to do that next?
I want to do that now.
Well, let's tease it a little bit.
That way we've got a whole segment to talk college football next.
Well, we got plenty of time. There's no Jerome.
Because, I mean, what the hell are we going to say about it? I mean, congratulations to you two guys.
Well, no, I think there's a lot to be said about it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to let you say it because I don't have anything to say.
Well, no, we can give people tips. We can, we'll do it after the next break.
Chris says, Harris has been a dumpster fire his last five outings. If anything, this was overdue. But that's the thing. Like, who else has a closer that has five outings where it's rough, and they're like, oh, that's it. You're not our closer anymore. That's just what I'm saying is weird.
Yeah,
good teams don't do that, is all I'm saying.
I disagree with that. There have been a lot of good teams that have made changes in the closer role. I mean, that's, you know, and they're not a bad team, so...
I don't think they're a bad team. I actually think they're a good team. I think it's a bad organization.
I think it's a questionable organization. I don't know if it's a bad organization, but...
I think they're teetering on bad.
I think they're very iffy. They're iffy. Okay? I'm not going to go with bad.
They're damn sure not a good or well-run organization.
No, that's fair. Here's another one. I should do this for Hey Man Bleep That, but... We're also allowed to drive to a bar after 9 p.m. to end up drinking and driving, but can't go buy a bottle to go home and get drunk.
True.
That's another one that...
Those are the rules.
Yeah. Rules are rules. So, that is a great point, I have to say. Because, honestly, if I don't have any alcohol... I usually have alcohol at home. But if right. I don't, and it's after 9 o'clock, and I don't want to drink beer, sometimes I want to drink whiskey, or vodka, or scotch, or whatever. I'm going to go to a bar... Now you're bringing that whole thing at risk that you're going to be drunk and driving. I don't understand them. I can't change them. All I can do is bitch about them. Well, and that's not going to do any good. So,
oh, of course it does good.
When we come back, we'll talk about the Rock the Mic.
You're supposed to bitch every chance you get.
No, I don't want to do
Maybe
that.
Maybe that'll make the difference.
Well, you know what? I would like one politician to come on the show and actually have a conversation with us about it.
I could do without talking to them.
I know, but... Well, you know what? Because they're not going to answer anything.
Yeah, that's what you should do. One day when I've got a day off...
I'll have all politicians on.
Have a politician in studio with you.
None of them will come on the show. I don't know how many we've extended invitations to. And a lot of guys that I actually agree with their politics... Still won't
they
come on
care.
The show.
They don't like you.
No, they're just scared they have to answer questions. That's a problem. They're scared that somebody might actually challenge them on something, even if I agree with you, I might challenge you on something, and oh my God, we can't do that because we won't get elected.
Challenges are hard, Fred.
No, we might not get elected if we dare answer something.
All right, guys, I got to. We'll be back after this. I got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning, and it's summertime. You know, your kids are out playing baseball. They're swimming. And when they do that, they're dragging a bunch of muckety muck back into your house and onto your floors. And if you don't know this by now, you should know that most carpet cleaning companies leave your floors dirtier than they found them. That's not the case with Dirt Free. The other guys leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap those dirts and allergens that can make your family sick. Dirt Free Cleaning. Give them a call. 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh and deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, guys, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5. They'll do three rooms of your carpet for just $99.95, and they'll throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373. For dirt-free carpet.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. David, who is son of Picard on Twitter, who I clash with sometimes.
Uh-oh.
Separation of church and state, anyone? Why is government legislating when we should be in church instead of drinking or gambling? We agree on that one, sir. 100%. All right. Guess what we're going to do here? We are going to announce two
drum roll, please,
of your Rock the Mic finalists. One, no surprise. One, I think, is a little bit of an upset. And, well, we'll announce the two guys, and then I'm going to tell a few other people.
Do you think we found the champion in week one?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know we have one guy who's been a contender and was a serious contender and got in. So maybe. But maybe one of the guys that didn't get in the top two might still be the champion. Jong Lee, tell the people who got in.
Craig Koshkin. Is that how you spell it? Pronounce it? Koshkin? And wait, Trey Campbell.
Okay, you would think you were the one drinking the way you slurred that name.
No. Well,
Craig?
Koshkin. I think it's pronounced Koshkin.
He finished second last year.
He dropped the S-bomb.
He dropped the S-bomb, and then he made one other mistake that wound up costing him the whole thing, but a serious contender and did very well on his.
Okay.
And?
Trey Campbell.
Trey was a little bit of an upset, but Trey did a very good job. And for those of you who were there might remember, Trey was dude with the really wild red hair.
And Trey is an interesting guy.
He's an interesting character.
And I'm not going to lie. I don't know if he was, because we narrowed it down to a few people for the second spot. It was pretty sure. Craig was a runner-up last year. He basically screwed himself last year. I think he knows he messed
up. Yeah, he did. And because he should have won that thing. It was his to win, and he knows why he lost it. We talked about it.
When it came down to the last three, one of them was a guy, Allen, who I hope comes out again. I think he's very good, and I think he could.
Well, Allen had better
videos.
Yeah, well, we'll start with that. Allen was third last year and second the year before, I think. I will just say, bit of advice, Allen, that was no energy whatsoever in that video. Not the Allen we're used to seeing. And frankly, the way it was judged was based on who did the best ones. I know you can do better than that. So I anticipate you doing better than that on the next one. But that was not your best effort. I'd say that in the nicest
way.
That
wasn't your best effort, yet you were still one of the,
four finalists.
We were narrowing down from.
So I think it's just a matter of time. But I just thought that the energy wasn't there and a lot, you know, not much of the Allen we've seen the last 2 years. It was very pedestrian for you.
He just looked like he just got out of bed.
Yeah, pretty much. And
well, so did Trey, kind of, but it was in a different way.
Well, I think that's intentional.
Trey looked more stoned, which I'm for, but
Trey is just he's an odd bird.
He's an interesting dude.
I don't mean that in a negative way.
No.
He's just a weird dude. And
he was correcting us on when In Television came out.
I find him a little bit interesting. I
do too.
I listen, I'm not going to lie. I also find him a little bit creepy. He kind of wears me out.
Yeah.
I told you, what are they called? I asked you earlier. You knew the right word. The clown thing. The people who listen to the clown.
Oh, Insane
music.
Clown Posse. Yeah. The Juggalos.
The Juggalos. The Juggalos. He's like a Juggalo.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really care what people think of him. I don't think.
And I admire the hell out of that. But the other guy who I thought might have been really good, and I have no clue, was Brandon.
Yeah, first guy that we had
seemed to be very good, but whatever happened, the audio was so screwed up we couldn't even tell what you were saying. So I would recommend you try it again, and Alan, you try it again. And everybody else, there were a couple other guys who might have been good. They just looked really nervous and made some terrible mistakes and mispronounced Brock Osweiler and things like that. So,
and if you stop halfway through and say, oh, I forgot what I was saying, can I start over?
Yeah, that's not going to get you to the second round. So if you totally screwed up, it doesn't mean you're not going to get there by trying it again. But the reality is, those were the four that it came down to. And Brandon, we just couldn't, there's no way to judge because we couldn't hear you. And Alan, I think just not your best effort, man. So expect more out of you and expect you to do it again. And I would think Alan would be a prohibitive favorite in any one of these unless we get some new guys that come out of nowhere and surprise us like what happened here. But otherwise, so those two are in. But we have six more spots to be earned. Is that correct, John?
Yes, sir.
And that could be people who were here the first week. It could be people who were brand new, out of nowhere. And, you know, honestly, the easiest thing in the world when we were doing this, and this is why we try to, and the right or wrong, and you guys can criticize us for this or not, the easiest thing in the world would be to say, all right, well, we'll just put Alan through because we know he's good. Because he's done it before. That's not really what this competition is supposed to be. It's supposed to be, all right, who impresses us the most? Which two people out of the people who came out there? And that was the case here. Doesn't mean Alan's not going to get in next week and be better than these guys in the finals because it's a different skill. But we're taking each one of these separately, and this is how we're judging them. And fair or not, I think it's the best way.
Okay.
I mean, do you feel pretty good that we got two good ones out of this, John?
I feel confident that of the nine that came out, I feel like those were the best two, and I share the same sentiment with you that we had another two or three people that were pretty strong, but they weren't the top two. So I think if they try again, I think Alan, if he comes out with a better effort and energy, I think he automatically becomes one of the favorites to win this thing.
And I think we were really careful not to overjudge Allen because we know how good he is. And yes. Just say, okay, this wasn't his best. It was just, you know what? We like Trey better. Thought he did a better job.
He's on the phone if you want to talk to him.
Oh, really?
Who, Trey or Allen?
Trey.
We'll talk to either one of them.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Trey, are you a juggalo?
No, not since like 10 years ago.
Okay, you look like a juggalo.
Well, I don't even want to be associated with those people. No offense to juggalos.
But okay, but you used to be a juggalo. You're now separated from juggaloing.
No, I was never a juggalo. That was just a joke.
Okay.
But thank you guys very much for picking me. I couldn't be more, but all the people that didn't show up, or that if you just showed up, you could have had a chance. But all the people that did, I'm sure they all did great. But I appreciate y'all guys' sentiment. Also, Fred, thank you for those tickets yesterday for the basketball showcase that I got at the last one.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, me and my friend Gabe went. I think I told you on Twitter or not. You might just not have saw it, but we went yesterday, and it was a great time. Of course, USA blew out Nigeria. But, yeah, I really appreciate you guys as y'all pushing me along. This is like a lifelong dream for me. I wanted to ask, though, do you think the Astros will change closers again towards the end of the season if the pennant race or the wild card race is a little bit more of a possibility?
Do we think what?
They'll change closers again if they're in a pennant race. If Giles doesn't perform, yeah. They'll go back to Gregerson. They'll go back to Harris. But I think he's going to perform. I really do. Whatever he was going through earlier in the season, I think he's gotten past. And he looks exactly, at least over the last month, he's looked exactly what they traded for. I think he's going to be good. Hey, this is one thing I want to point out. 9 people did the rock the mic.
Yeah.
There were at least 30 blitzers there. And after the show, I went over, talked to a few of them. Made the promo people give him out whatever free prizes we had left, so he got tickets for the basketball. Which, John, I need the intern to look something up. I predicted a score yesterday. I'm pretty sure I was damn close on what the final score of that game would be. Somebody tweeted it out today that they remember me saying that. I don't remember exactly what I said. I knew it was 100-something to 60-something. But
and
I'm
what was it, 110 to 66?
110 to 66, yeah.
I feel like you might have said 110 to 60.
I might have said 110 to 68 is what I'm thinking. I think I missed it by 2 points.
Do you remember when you said it?
I think it was in the 6 o'clock hour, pretty sure. But, yeah, I just want to check that out and find out. But, no, guys, give it a try because I guarantee you Trey was not expecting to advance. Trey wanted to try it out. And guess what? He did great. So you might be the next person to do that. Now, it's going to be a little harder when you get to the finals. It's a different animal. But all you got to do is go and, guys, think about how many things you're doing with Snapchat and everything else. This is all it is. You're getting in front of a phone, making some comments, being smart, being snazzy, and moving on to the finals. And then you get a chance to be on radio in the finals. All right. We'll get an answer to that when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Let me think for a second.
He gets butt naked and then he walks through the ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So a lot of people texting me and tweeting me that I said 110 to 60. And it was 110 to 66.
You were
damn
close.
It. It's Nigeria. How do you not play defense and keep 3 baskets off the board?
I don't know. They're late.
Gosh, no. That's still fairly impressive, you have to admit. Especially since I just pulled that out of my ass, basically. It was a total throwaway call, right? It's like, what do you think the score is going to be?
Right.
Like, I 110 to 60.
I literally thought that was the worst call of the day. I was like, who cares?
But then you know, when you get that close, you go all Nostradamus on them.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. All right. So as far as Rock the Mic goes, we got our two guys. First two in, six more to go. If you didn't get in, try again. And
but I got to say, this is the year to try because, A, we had a fairly small amount of people actually try. We had a nice turnout.
Oh, it was great turnout, man.
It was a small amount of people who actually tried the contest.
And, by the way, I want to thank the Blitzers again for coming out, man. Had a blast. Hung out with a bunch of them for a little bit afterwards. Good people. Appreciate you guys coming out. Try, though. I mean, this is what drives me nuts. You got so many people who want to sit there and text all the time. Oh, you guys suck. I can do so much better. Here's your chance. We're giving you a chance. Do better than us. Replace us. It's all fine. But most people just are critical and not really willing to do the work. So anyway, 713-780-ESPN. All right. Do you want to do some college football now? Would that be okay?
Let's do it.
Or do you want to do some other stuff? Because we got... Because here's what I have. I have two things we can do. Wild card teams that may surprise this year. Some of which we'll agree with, some of them we won't.
In the NFL or baseball?
No, college football.
Wild card teams?
Wild cards. Like teams you're not thinking of that might be...
Okay.
Yeah. You're thinking too literally. You've got to expand your horizons a little bit. And the top 10 receiver groups in college football. So we can do either one. Your choice. The receivers are actually kind of... They're actually both interesting. There's a couple teams on the... Out of nowhere that... I would say one of them I really agree with and then...
Let's do that one first then.
Okay. And we can do the other one anytime. I mean, we can do that today, tomorrow, whenever.
I've got some guesses on some of the wild card teams that might... People aren't thinking about as good, but maybe good.
Yeah. So basically the... Biggest wild cards that could either be shockingly good or flop. Okay?
Ooh, okay.
So that makes it even better, right?
That makes it even better, yeah.
So I'm going to give you a team that I think is going to be very good, that no one's talking about, and I brought this team up a few times. Everybody's given that SEC East to Tennessee. I like Florida.
You like Florida.
Okay. I like Florida a lot. I think that is a team that is going to be very good, and if they beat Tennessee... They're going to be 5-0 because the rest of their schedule is pretty easy, entering LSU.
I think Florida defensively is borderline elite. I think that Florida's quarterback play has been awful, and I don't know how they're going to get significantly better that quickly. I mean, it's a miracle to me they won as many games as they did last year with their offense being what it was. But defensively, I do think they may be better than Alabama defensively. I mean, they may be the best defensive team in the SEC, maybe in the country.
Well, and they don't need to get great quarterback play if that's the case. But again, these are teams that could be that are total wild cards because they could surprise the hell out of you in a good way or a bad way. I don't see them being bad. I don't see them being 6-6, which is kind of the other end of this thing. But I think that's a team that could easily win the SEC East.
Can I give you mine?
Sure.
Oregon.
That's number two on the list. Congratulations.
Oregon is, they started out poorly last year and kind of just got forgot about. They finished the season strong, though, and they have one of the best running backs in the country that no one talks about. I think that, I mean, when you look at Vernon Adams, I think he's going to continue to get better.
Vernon Adams graduated. He's gone.
Sorry. What I mean is it took Vernon Adams some time. I think it's going to take.
Well, if Vernon Adams had been healthy, that team wins the Pac-12 last year, but he got hurt, missed a bunch of games, and now you've got a Montana State transfer as your quarterback.
And when Vernon Adams was gone last year is when they struggled. You know, I think what's the kid's name? Prukop? That's the
Dakota Prukop.
Yeah. If that kid can stay healthy. That's the guy that they seem to believe in.
Royce Freeman's a beast.
Royce Freeman is fantastic.
Darren Carrington, Devon Allen, really, really home run threats there. So that's one of them.
But I think if that quarterback plays at – if he plays at a Vernon Adams level or close to it even.
That's asking a lot. Vernon Adams is pretty good when he was healthy. Unfortunately, he just wasn't healthy. Here's the problem. Here's the flip side as to why – they're a wild card because
their schedule's tough.
Virginia will not I mean, they'll beat Virginia, but Virginia's not the garbage heap it was.
Yeah.
At Nebraska.
With a new coach, by the way.
Yeah, Bronco Mendenhall, which very strange that he went to Virginia. But anyway, at Nebraska, which, man, I still think Mike Riley was a horrible hire.
I do too.
And I think Washington's going to be good this year. So you've got that's going to be a tough one. And then road games at USC and Utah.
That's tough.
Yeah. But if they're good, it won't matter.
And if you remember, Utah beat them by like 100 last year at Oregon.
Yeah.
And again, well, that was no Vernon Adams, but right. Still.
But they don't have Vernon Adams now. So here's a strange one they put on the list, the University of Houston. I don't think that people think of them as a surprise because, frankly, you look at it, and we've talked about this before.
I think maybe they're saying it if they end up in the playoff, that's it. I mean, they're a team, well, maybe a dark horse to make the
playoff. Well, and that's what they're saying because they're going to be favored every single game except Oklahoma and maybe Louisville. Doesn't mean they're going to win them all, but then you have to win those two. I did not realize this. As much as I follow this team, their first five games last year, they set a school record with 232 points. Think about that for a minute. The school that had the run and shoot, the school that had Art Briles and Kevin Sumlin and Case Keenum putting up ridiculous numbers.
Yeah.
In five games last year, 232 points. Under Tom
Andre
Herman.
Ware was like a...
Andre Ware was a nut, man.
That's pretty impressive.
But they do bring out the downside, which they lost DeMarcus Ayers, who's their top receiver. Yep. I think they've got him replaced. They've got some terrific young receivers
there.
I think
more importantly, they lost some guys on defense that were tougher to replace.
That's what worries me. Three guys out of that secondary. William Jackson was... I said it all year last year. That guy was... if not the best, one of the best cover corners in college football.
He got drafted as such.
And both safeties were ball hawks who forced turnovers for 3 years. I mean, those guys did it. I mean, it wasn't just last year that they were doing it. They were all over the field, a little undersized for the NFL, but fantastic college players. They're going to miss them a lot. And then the guy that I haven't mentioned is Landon Roberts, who was the linebacker, who was just an absolute run-stopping beast for them last year. All four of those guys are gone. Now, they've got some terrific talent coming in. But until they do it, especially in the secondary, and especially playing a team like Oklahoma right out of the bat, where you're facing Baker Mayfield and those receivers and that offense, that concerns me. But if – and they've got some good players who saw a lot of time last year. If they've replaced those guys, yeah, I could see it happening. But it all comes down to Oklahoma. If they win that, then – they're going to be in the conversation. I have another theory that I want to bounce off you. They're talking about announcing the Big 12 expansion before the season starts.
I think almost zero chance that happens.
Well, I think they'll announce it at some point during the season.
Okay.
If, as a lot of people expect, Houston is part of the Big 12 or invited to the Big 12, let's say they run the table in the ACC after this happens. Politically, do you think they have a better chance of getting in the playoff because they're going to be a Big 12 school as opposed to a team that's just in the AAC? Because I kind of think they do. I think probably that would come so. Into it. It's not really fair.
Although, honestly.
Same team.
Let me tell you, the Big 12 is not, like, widely respected by that committee.
No, but it's still better than the AAC.
It is.
And just having been invited might make a difference. Now, I don't think it's going to come down to that, frankly, because I think they're going to scare the hell out of Oklahoma and not get it done. But... well, Lamont asking, didn't Ware or Klingler post 90 or 100 a few times? They put up, 95 on SMU, I think.
God, that's crazy.
Yeah. And then Klingler one time, Eastern Washington, I want to say it was 11 touchdown passes. It was something ridiculous. They were all...
video game numbers.
Yeah. Well, I'm four. Don't get me wrong. I like that kind of stuff. Most people don't. Oh, you're running up the score.
Jermaine says, Prukop's good. Check his numbers from Montana State. Played with friend's son there. It's Montana State's different than the Pac-12 is all I'm saying. I think the kid can be good too. And, you know, if Oregon's bringing him in, it's for good reason. You know, Oregon's not bringing in scrubby kids at this point.
No, and Vernon Adams was one of the best players in the FCS when he transferred to Oregon last year. So... you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't mean but it also doesn't mean it's gonna translate either. And a lot depends on how he picks up the system. And, you know, certainly it worked for Adams, but he couldn't stay healthy. To me, You know who Vernon Adams reminded me of? Another guy who couldn't stay healthy, Chucky Keaton.
Yeah.
Very similar type player. Very exciting when he could stay on the field. Too small for the NFL, but good two-way threat.
Was that the whole list?
No, we have more, but we kind of got off on that. So, and we got to go to break.
Well, damn it.
Right. Yeah, I can blitz through the others, and then we could talk about them later.
Okay, let's do that.
So, anyway, I don't have it anymore. Here we go. Okay, Oklahoma State.
No. Oklahoma State has a really soft schedule for the first.
They should be 4-0 entering the game against Texas.
First big chunk of the season.
Yeah.
But
think about this. They're 4-0 entering the game against Texas. If they beat Texas, which we don't know what Texas is going
to
be.
If they beat Baylor, by the way.
Well, but we kind of assume Baylor's going to regress, don't we?
Right, but are they going to regress to the point that they lose to Oklahoma State at home?
Maybe.
I don't know.
All right, but after that, Iowa State at Kansas, West Virginia at Kansas State, Texas Tech.
Yeah, they get a nice little run.
Then they get TCU and Oklahoma to end the year.
On the road.
Yeah,
somebody asked me about Oklahoma State the other day on Twitter, and I was like, I looked at their schedule, and I was like, man, they've got a lot of winnable games in the early half of the season.
Yep.
But I think that's one of those teams that – here's the thing about them, that getting Oklahoma at the end of the year, they've beat Oklahoma before when Oklahoma's a way better team than them.
Yeah.
That's one of those rivalry games I don't ever know.
I think it comes down to what is Baylor?
What is Baylor? What is Texas?
What is Texas?
And what is Kansas State?
Yeah.
At Kansas State's not an easy game.
No, and Kansas State is always better than we give them credit for.
Yeah.
Nebraska is on their list, which I am selling every bit of Nebraska stock. I hate Riley. I think that was a terrible hire. And I thought they could have done much better than that.
I will say Nebraska's got a bunch of seniors, but they have to play Oregon. I don't like them.
Oregon, and I still think if we're just going to talk about Big Ten in general, I'll take Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Michigan State.
There's a lot of
all ahead of them right
now. Nebraska lost to Northwestern last year, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and I think it's a bad hire.
But good.
I might be wrong about that. We'll see. Tell you one thing I'm not wrong about, and that's my good friends at Houston Can Academies. Guys, if you got a vehicle that isn't running anymore, or maybe it still is and you just want to get rid of it, maybe it's been sitting out in front of your house. It could be anything, car, truck, tractor, forklift, motorcycle. Maybe it was something that got messed up in the floods and you were going to fix it and you never got around to it. Well, guess what? Here's what you can do. Donate it to HoustonCarsForKids.com. They're going to come pick it up free of charge. They're going to tow it. They're going to fill out all the paperwork for you. You're going to get a tax deduction. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get Astros tickets. And not only that, guys, doesn't matter where you are. You could be in Vidor. You could be in Port Arthur. You can be in Nacogdoches. You can be in Huntsville. They're going to come and tow that vehicle free of charge. And that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies. You've heard me talk about them before. It's a great, great school that takes in at-risk kids, a lot of kids who've dropped out to support their families, all kinds of things. They get a second chance with Houston Can Academies, and so many of them take advantage of it and go on and do great things. All you have to do, get rid of something you don't need anymore, get Astros tickets. Do a good thing to help good kids. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Where I earn a tiny wage.
In my cubicle.
Where I wrote this, what I'm saying.
In my cubicle.
Where I hide out.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, we're live from Trailer Wheel and Frame Friday, starting at 9 with Reality Check. Followed by John and Raheel with Dell, and wrapping it up with Unfiltered. Join us on 45 North just after West Canino at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Come out early and stay all day. Catch the live shows. Browse over 7 acres of trailers and truck accessories. Enter to win a free trailer. Enjoy the culinary crafts from Shipley's and Rudy's Barbecue while you grab a complimentary cold one courtesy of St. Arnold's Brewery and ESPN.
When you say we're
97.5. Not us. I'm just reading the damn thing, okay? We're not there. We're going to be in Webster. Everybody else is. John, can we get us a special one that says ESPN 97.5 is live? Because, anyway.
Rottweiler, what's your deal with Riley, the Nebraska coach, Fred?
Well, let's see.
My deal with it
is the fact that he's won.
You're not that good at Oregon State. How do you get a better job at Nebraska?
And if you look at his Oregon State record since really 2010, two winning seasons, and one of those was 7-6.
Right.
So he had one nine-win season. 5-7 the year you hired him. And, oh, it went 6-7 last year. Oh, boy. Look, you know how many times he's won 10 games in his career? Once.
And how do you turn that into the Nebraska job is what I – that's my problem with it.
Here's a guy who's 14-34 in the NFL. Did have a winning record in the CFL, but only because he went 12-6 his first year and then won the Grey Cup in 1990. Ooh. Here's Oregon State.
That's Stone Age stuff.
No, he had a nice stretch from 2006 to 2008. So, yeah, if you wanted a coach who was a badass in 2006. But here's his Oregon State records. Yeah, the first 2 years will, 3-8, 5-6. Blow that off, okay? That's when he left to go to the NFL after a 5-6 record. Comes back 8-5, 7-5, 5-6, 10-4, 2006, and won the Sun Bowl. Finished 21st in the AP. 9-4, 9-4. That was his best run. 8-5, then 5-7, 3-9. Came back with another 9-4, 7-6, 5-7, and then 6-7 his first year at Nebraska. There is nothing that indicates this guy can ever win at Nebraska. And yeah, is it hard to win at Oregon State? Sure. But keep in mind he was going 10-4 before Oregon became Oregon. And Stanford became Stanford. There wasn't much up there in the north. So yeah. He's just a very average to below average coach. And if you're Nebraska, you can do better than that. That's my opinion. That's what I said from the beginning. And I don't think this guy's ever going to win at Nebraska. And if he wins 9 games, I will be shocked. Completely shocked. Even if he has good talent. Because he's up against better coaches and equal talent than what he was facing there. Just my opinion.
Lance says, Huntsville, shout out. Y'all make the drive from Katy to the H more bearable. Boy, that would suck to drive from Katy to Huntsville every day. No thanks.
Yeah. Oof. That's
and,
a haul.
Disco Biscuit says, dust in the wind for my dog's balls. Just picked him up from surgery. He won't even make eye contact with me. True story. My dog, Bandit, rest in peace. When I took him to get fixed when we first got him, he was riding in the back of my truck on the way to the vet. And we were on Mopac in Austin going 70 miles an hour. And, I'm watching him in the side view mirror. He puts his paws up on the side of the truck, as dogs do, feel the wind on their face.
Right.
I think he knew it was that time. So what's he do? Made a jump for it.
Oh, geez.
70 miles an hour on Mopac. I'm like watching in the side view mirror as he tumbles end over end down the highway. And then he gets up and starts playing Frogger with cars and like just takes off. And I'm like, we got this dog 3 days ago. And now he's like gone forever. Someone calls me because he had tags already. Someone called me like 2 hours later. And we're like, is your dog Bandit? I said, yeah. He's at my house in my backyard. It looks like he got in a fight. I was like, yeah, he got in a fight with the highway.
That's a tough-ass dog to survive that.
Dude, I'm telling you. And like, I literally thought that we would have that dog for 3 days and that'd be the end of him, but he ended up lasting like 10 more years. So, but yeah, he did not want to get his balls clipped. That, and then on top of that, I still took him to get his balls clipped. Had to reschedule, but still got it done.
Yeah. Ooh, 832 says, try Tomball to Port Arthur.
Oh, why are you guys commuting so far?
Bet you somebody had a job somewhere and then got one in another place and has a big house there and they don't want to move.
I guess.
Or either that or wife or girlfriend or children.
That's tough.
Mistress. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why you don't move.
I mean, I live out in the boonies. I mean, I technically live in Houston still. My mailing address is still Houston, but it's...
You're a little bit of a haul now.
It's on the outskirts.
Yeah.
But if I lived, if you're going to pick a part of the boonies to live in, don't work in the boonies on the opposite end of the city. So, like, if you lived where I live, don't take a job in Clear Lake.
Right. Or Galveston.
Right. If you live in Galveston, don't take a job in the Woodlands.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy.
Rottweiler says, easy, easy, fellas. Was just asking. I could care less. Then why'd you ask? I don't get that. Love you, Rot, but what the hell? Why are you asking? You don't care. It's like me saying, hey, AJ.
I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Don't even ask me because I don't care.
Galleria to Galveston. No, that's not bigger than Tomball to Port Arthur. Willis to Pearland. Nederland to Spring. Woodlands to Sugarland's not that bad. You can just get on the Beltway.
I still don't understand it, though.
Yeah, Jersey Village to League City. Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. All right, quick break. We got another hour to go. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.